This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Deals, 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 people. That is the business vibe this afternoon. The bourbon and monetary policy thing comes a little bit later on. Sorry about that. We are going to start with Rupert Murdoch and his continuing efforts to take over the world, the media world anyway. Murdoch already owns cable networks like Fox News, the broadcast network that brings us Family Guy and The Simpsons, and the movie studio that produced Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, which is supposed to be pretty good if you haven't seen it. Today, we learned without really needing the confirmation that he wants more. Murdoch's 21st Century Fox made an $80 billion offer to buy Time Warner, itself the owner of cable networks and a movie studio and a whole bunch more. So Marketplace's Dan Weissman gets us going.
Time Warner has finally shrunk itself to the exact right size and shape for someone like Rupert Murdoch to be interested in it. Jim Goss is with Barrington Research.
Time Warner used to have AOL as part of its portfolio. That's no longer true. It obviously had Time Inc., the magazine publishing group, but as of about a month ago, that's no longer true as well.
Most importantly, Comcast's proposed takeover of Time Warner Cable creates a huge potential adversary on the other side of the bargaining table. Distribution. That's Murdoch's adversary, too. Porter Bibb runs MediaTek Capital Partners. He thinks a merger will help Fox.
Fox with Time Warner would have an incontestable leverage against any distributor in terms of the audience demands. People would go berserk if they couldn't get what Fox would own.
Think Game of Thrones and sports. Turner Broadcasting has a lot of NBA games. Here's another piece of conventional wisdom. This is the beginning of a long campaign. Murdoch has spent years pursuing deals that are important to him.
He likes to win. I think he'll persist.
That's Samuel Craig from NYU's Stern School of Business. He says Murdoch may find allies on the other side of the table.
I think when the shareholders of Time Warner look at it, particularly if the price goes up a bit, they may say, this is a pretty good deal and we should do it.
Which leaves one more question. How much will my cable bill go up if all this goes through? In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman from Marketplace.